So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the halachas pertaining to closing of a mavoi in the alleyway. Amar Rabbi Barbachana Amar Biyechnan. Mavoi samufalashis li'ir acheres ubikshu b'nei ha'ir l'saisman. If a mavoi in one city opens to a road leading to another city, and the people in the first city wanted to close up their mavoi, b'nei oisa ha'ir ma'akfin alein, the people of the second city can prevent them from doing so. If there's no other road leading to the second city, they certainly can prevent it because this is their only way to the city. And even if there is another road leading to their city, they may prevent it because once the public takes possession of something, it belongs to them and one cannot take away their root. Amr Avon and Amr Shmuel, Mavoyis Hamufalashon Roshas Rabbim, Ubikshu B'nei Mavoyis Lahamet Lent Losses B'nei Roshas Rabbim Ma'akvin Alein. If a Mavoy is open to a public area and its residents want to put up doors and close it off, even if the doors were not within 4 Amos of the public area, the public can prevent them from doing so because Zimnen Dedachki B'nei Roshas Rabbim Va'ayli Tuva. Sometime, the Roshas Rabbim becomes congested, and the people spread out into the Mavoi, and it is considered Meitzer Shechzikah B'Rabbim Osu L'Kalkoloi. The previous Mishnah mentioned V'loyes HaSadeh Ad Shehiba Tishakavan Lazeh B'Tishakavan Lazeh. In a field, one partner cannot compel the other to split up the field unless there remains an area large enough to sow 9 kav of seed for each partner. Behuda says, Ad Shehiba Tishas Chatzi Kavan Lazeh B'Tishas Chatzi Kavan Lazeh. A field can be split up even if there remains an area of only 9 half kavan, which is 4 and a half kavan for each partner. The Gemara explains that there is actually no machlekes. Marki asri or marki asri. In the Tanakhama's area, the minimal size of a profitable field was 9 kav, while in Rabbi Huda's area, the minimal size of a profitable field was 4 and a half kav because the soil was more fertile. Regarding Bavel, Rabbi Yosef says, Bei redu yayma. The minimal size of a field is the amount it takes to plow for an entire day, so that the owner can rent oxen for a day to plow his field. The Gemara asks, "My bay radu yoima?" As Rashi explains, above all, they would plow twice. Once when the ground was hard, and again before they planted and the ground was already softened. Therefore, the Gemara asks, to which plowing is Rabbi Yisrael referring? If bay radu yoima yoima zara, if the field size is based on one day of the second plowing, trei yoima karava lehava. The first plowing would take somewhat more than one day, but not 2 full days, and the owner cannot rent oxen for a partial day. And if Bei Redu Yema Yema Dekarva, if the field size is based on one day of the first plowing, Yema Zara Lehava, the second plowing would take somewhat less than one day, and the owner cannot rent oxen for a partial day. The Gemara answers, Iba is Ema Yema Dekarva. Either the field size is based on one day at the first plowing, however, at the second plowing, the Chara V'Tani, they would plow twice before and after they planted, and in all it takes one entire day. Or V'Yisimu Yema Dezara, the field size is based on one day at the second plowing. However, we're speaking of a case of Bahaduri, in a hilly field, where the first plowing is difficult and takes 2 complete days. Regarding Davla, a field with a well or watering hole, Rav Nachman says, Beidalu Yema, the minimal size is based on the amount it takes a worker to water the field an entire day. Regarding Pardesa, a vineyard, Avud Yishmol says, Bashleshes Kavan, the minimal size is 3 Kav. Rabbi Yisi says, Ein Elu Ela Divri Nevias. This amount is like a prophecy. It's accurate, but with no logical reason. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding Nevua in today's times. Amar of Avdimi de Mechefa, Meyem Shechar Beis Amigdash Afa Pesha Nitla Min HaNaviyim, Min HaChacham Lo Nitla. Since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, only the prophets who are not Chachamim lost the power of prophecy, but those that are Chachamim still retain the power of prophecy. As the Gemara concludes, Teda de Amar Gavar Rabba Milso Mis Amar Halacha L'Mesh Masini Kavasei. This can be proven from a Chacham who states his own Halacha, and it is later confirmed that it coincides with a Halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu accepted from Hashem. As Rashi explains, it must be that Savaras Halev Havol Ibnavua. The Chacham came to this conclusion through prophecy, for he could not have thought of this on his own. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Miyem shachar beis hamigdash nitla nevuah min hanaviim v'nitla l'shaitim l'tinaikis." Since the destruction of the beis hamigdash, the power of prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to the insane and to children. And the Gemara cites 2 supporting incidents. The Gemara returns to discuss division of fields. Rav Huna Baredi Rishua says, Pshita chelik b'chor v'chelik pashut yavin le'achad metzra. A firstborn son who receives a double portion of his father's estate gets the two portions next to each other because, as Rashi explains, Sharishneim chelkohen laharehen kechelek echad. They both come to him from the same source, his father. Therefore, they are considered like one portion. However, a yavam, one who married the wife of his childless deceased brother, in which case he inherits his brother's portion along with his own portion in their father's estate, there's a machlaikis. Abaye says, hee. The yavam also gets the two portions next to each other, even though they come to him from different sources, his father and his brother. However, the pasuk of Yibim states, v'hoya b'chor shetelet b'chor kari rachmana. The pasuk considers the yavam like a b'chor, even regarding his portion in his brother's estate. Rabbi disagrees and says the yavam does not get the two portions next to each other, unless he is willing to compensate his brothers because they come to him from different sources. And even though the pasuk states v'hoya ha-b'chor, it means ha-b'yasa ki-b'chor v'ein chalukasa ki-b'chor. The yavam is considered like a b'chor only regarding his obligation for yibam, but not regarding his portion in his brother's estate. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding how hu dezav and ara amitzvah de beinashya, ki kupolgu amale pligili amitzroi. One brother bought a field adjacent to one of his father's fields, and after the father died, this brother requested to receive his portion of the inheritance in the field that was adjacent to his own field. It depends. Bestei beis habal, if all the father's fields were naturally irrigated, Rabbah says, kegein zeh koifen amida sedaim. The other brothers must accede to his request because all the fields are equal, and zenen v'zeh lechaser. This brother benefits while they do not lose out. While Rabbi Yosef disagrees and holds in koifen, the other brothers do not need to accede to his request because they claim, malin le eluya ki nachsi debe barmerion. This field might be the most superior of all our father's fields, and they do lose out. Therefore, he must compensate them to get this field. The chasaka Rabbi Yosef. Trei arasa trei negri. If all the father's fields require additional water for their irrigation, and each field is adjacent to a different river, Rabbi says, kegoin zeh koifen amida sedaim, because all the fields are equal, and zenen v'zeh lechaser. While Rabbi Yosef disagrees and holds in koifen, because zimnen de hai midvul v'haloi midvul. The fields are not equal, since the river of one field might dry up, while the river of the other field will not dry up, and they will lose out. V'hechasaka Rabbi Yosef. Tarti achad negra. If all the father's fields require additional water for their irrigation, but all the fields are adjacent to the same river, Rabbi Yosef says, "Kegein zeh koifen amida sedaim," because all the fields are equal, and zenen v'zeh lechaser. Abaye disagrees and holds ein koifen, because the brothers claim, "Ve'ina de'afish arisi." We gain more if your fields are separated, since you require additional workers who will thereby protect our field in the middle. V'hilchasak Rabbi Yosef. Chad gisa nagra v'chad gisa nahara. If two brothers want to divide their father's field that has a canal on the north side and a river on the east side, palginle b'karno zayl. They divide the field into eight diagonal parts so that each brother receives a portion alongside both the trough and the river.